inflation and maintains its value amidst economic chaos. Call Monetary Gold at 800-267-6500 to receive our free protection guide. Gold is one of the longest standing inflation hedges. When the value of the dollar plummets due to inflation, the value of gold rises. Learn how to protect your retirement from runaway inflation. Call now before it's too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500.
Alexander Hamilton said, "Those who stand for nothing will fall for anything." This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. When our founding fathers...
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Grace is not here. She is on her way. I'm filling in. All the shows are kind of blending together this week. You know, my show, Grace, Caroline. We're all filling in for each other. But this is a day that I'm glad to be coming in a little early for, because there's so much to talk about. And you know, the Title 42 is ending. It's going to be a disaster. But let's start off with the debate. Or not the debate, the town hall last night. And I was so surprised last night when it ended at 9:09. It's the first time I've ever seen a 69-minute show, especially because it was listed on every TV listing in the United States, in the world, as being an hour and a half. And they just wrapped it up. They had the first break at 45, so I figured, okay, so it's 90 minutes. They're gonna take one break and then a break at the end and come back and say bye. But they had one break at 45, then they took another break at 9, and then they wrapped it up. I think it's safe to say that that's the last of those kind of town halls there's going to be. It was really something, and it was quite humorous, and the meltdown from the left just says it all, that they couldn't take it. And you know, the thing is, they kept going after Trump and Caitlin Collins. Caitlin Collins, it was a tough time for her, the hostess, as you know. And by the way, if you want to get on the line, it's always 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls on this until Grace arrives, because I know everybody was watching it, and everybody's got their own take on it. Caitlin Collins, you know, they gave her hazard pay, and they said, you've got to contradict him whenever he says anything, And so she did, and you know, he was just handling her with ease. But you know, and then she's, you know, there's already a story broken on the New York Post website saying that she's going to be offered the 9 o'clock slot, the prime time slot on CNN. You know, not that it's like becoming quarterback of the. You know, the Carolina Panthers or something, a really bad team. But, you know, someone's got to do it. Maybe someone's going to catch on. It looks like to me like she's failing the test. But then Trump throws her a life jacket. You know what the life jacket was? Cut 25, Matt. Here's the life jacket Trump threw her to give her her street cred at CNN. Cut 25.
But that's the question that investigators have, I think, is why you held on to those documents when you knew the federal government was seeking them and then had given you a subpoena to return them.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Can I talk?
Yeah, what's the answer?
Do you mind?
I would like for you to answer the question.
Okay, it's very simple to answer.
That's why I asked it.
It's very simple to... You're a nasty person, I'll tell you. I was negotiating, and we were talking to NARA, that's Washington, to bring whatever they want. They can have whatever they want.
Caitlin's hired. He called her nasty. Oh, And then at the end, though, he says, good job. He was toying with her like a cat with a mouse. 844-500-4242. And then it was so beautiful. I mean, CNN was handled so masterfully here. They had the panel afterwards. And I'm really surprised that they didn't stack the panel with some quote-unquote undecided voters like they always do at the debates during the presidential campaign. I mean, CNN actually played it on the level of having nothing but either Republicans or unenrolled or independent voters in the studio audience asking the questions. But afterwards, I figured that they'd kind of try to make up for it by going after him and, with some of their quote-unquote citizens. But they had this guy, Jonathan Tuchman or Alex Tuchman. No, Alec Tuchman, I guess his name is. Never heard of him. He looks like he looks like a clone of Anderson Cooper. He's the reporter. And so he asked the question, well, why did he keep talking about 2020 over and over again? And this guy just the guy on the panel, the citizen, he handled this CNN reporter flawlessly. I'm sure most of you didn't see it. I sure didn't see it until this morning, because who could take it when they came out and Jake Tapper is coming out there. He lied about this. He lied about that. And I'm thinking to myself, is this the same Jake Tapper who's a made member of the Clinton crime family? Is this the same Jake Tapper who was, before even the inauguration, was on set for 4 hours in a row talking about the P tapes, the Steele dossier, total lies, spewing total lies paid for by Hillary Clinton for 4 hours. And he has the audacity to accuse somebody else of lying? I don't think so. It was just amazing. And not to mention all the other lies I'm sure he was involved in spreading around, like the Scaramouche lies where everybody got fired. And they have wiretaps on Michael Cohen's phone. No, they don't, Jake. But I'm sure you said they did. I'm sure you spewed a lot of other lies. Now you're he was spewing hatred. He was so mad about how badly CNN got handled. And again, I don't know if this really helps Trump that much. You know, I don't think anybody changed their mind whether they don't like Trump or love Trump. But it was just humorous watching him. Bat back this woman, Caitlin Collins. But anyway, here's this guy, here's this citizen, Jonathan Leslie, and he's reacting to the question about why does Trump keep bringing up 2020? Cut 16.
Does it bother you that he keeps talking about 2020 and not 2024? I'll ask you first. This is Jonathan Leslie. He's 40, Republican, voted for Trump twice. How do you feel about those lies?
So I feel like part of it's also the media narrative, as you guys asked him the first question at the town hall about the 2020 election rather than current stuff.
So don't you think he could say it's time for me to start talking about 2024, not lies that aren't true?
Couldn't the media ask him a question about 2024?
Well, there were questions, but you're right. That was the first thing, but that's something that was on our mind. And that's why I was asked first.
Well, if it was on your mind, then why is it? Why does he have to deal with it? When it wasn't on anyone else's mind, you know, people have some other questions here. Like, for instance, Title 42 and the rampant crime and welfare dependency that's coming into the country, diseases, all the terrible problems. But here's Tapper freaking out. Again, this is a guy who has spread more disinformation, misinformation, and fake news than just about anybody this side of the Washington Post and the New York Times. And he's angry about Donald Trump. 17.
It was an interesting night. Mr. Trump's first lie was told just seconds into the night with his false familiar claim that the 2020 election was, quote, a rigged election. And the falsehoods kept coming fast and furious about the January 6th insurrection, about the threat to Vice President Pence, about Pence's ability to overturn the election, about COVID, about the economy, and more. He called a black law enforcement officer a thug. He said people here in Washington, D.C., at Chinatown, don't speak English. He attacked Caitlin as a nasty woman because she was trying to get him to answer a question. Perhaps most chillingly, the day after a nine-person jury of his peers in New York found him liable for sexual battery and defamation and ordered him to pay writer E. Jean Carroll $5 million, he made fun of her account of her sexual assault. And many in the audience laughed.
He mentioned that her cat was named Vagina. How dare he? How dare he? He said he felt sorry for her husband. Will the indignities never cease? This is a woman who said she found rape to be sexy. And the jury found him not guilty of raping her. But he insulted her and mentioned the name of her cat. 844-500-4242. 207 says, last night Trump said the country was being destroyed by stupid people. I hope he was just being kind. The country is being destroyed by evil people, and stupid people are letting it happen. It's not a bad way to put it. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We're going to take all of your calls when we come back. We have a good poll question for you. I thought it up myself. And we'll just take a lot of, we've got all the sound cuts from last night, and Byron Donalds was just so good. I wish he'd had time to come on with Caroline last night when she was filling in for me, but now I'm filling in for Grace, and we're all filling in. Jerry Williams always used to hate it whenever somebody said they were filling in. He said, you sound like a damn dentist. So I'm Dr. Carr is here, and I don't have any Novocaine, but maybe I can give you some laughing gas here as we go through the day and talk about the town hall last night. You know how bad it was? Mediaite, which is alibiing for CNN, they said maybe town halls in the future, we shouldn't have any audiences. Well, then it's not really a town hall. I hate to tell them that, but that's the reality of it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curly.
I can't remember crazier times in my lifetime. Now more than ever, expect the unexpected with ReadyWise. Always be prepared. At ReadyWise, their mission is to bring peace of mind to their consumers by offering high-quality food and gear at a reasonable price. ReadyWise relentlessly pursues solutions to help you be prepared. Go to ReadyWise.com, enter code Howie20 at checkout and receive 20% off your purchase. Or call 800-95-READY to speak with an actual person. That's ReadyWise.com.
Keep your car, truck, or SUV in tip-top running condition and get your oil changed. My friends at JB Auto Care in Weymouth are offering $20 off an oil change, conventional or synthetic. The waiting room is clean and the service is excellent. Need repairs? I count on JB Auto. They offer Saturday service, free loaner cars, and a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on all repairs. Call today and let them know Grace sent you, or book online at jbautomotive.com. JB Auto Care, Route 3A in North Weymouth.
I'm back in Massachusetts. Before I left Florida, I made sure to order more Balance 7 for the studio, and now it's done. I have enough Balance 7 for myself and for the VIPs to try. Balance 7 stands for more energy, less heartburn in the morning, less joint discomfort, better mental clarity, a boost in immunity. I haven't been sick all winter. Better sleep, more regular digestion. If you need help with any of these issues, give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 reduces the acid in your body. You'll notice a difference in how you feel in just 2 or 3 days. Once you start it, you'll be hooked. If you stop, you'll notice you're not quite as well-tuned as you were. Chances are you'll want to get right back on it and start feeling better and more like your old self. Balance 7 took a break from advertising with me, but I kept ordering more. They emailed me to thank me, but I was just doing it for myself. Stop procrastinating and order today. Go to balance7.com. If you are a new customer, put in code Howie and save $10 plus free shipping. That's balance7.com.
People are home more than ever, and now is the time to clean or update your home with Kennedy Carpet's new luxury vinyl flooring that looks as good as wood. Kennedy Carpet is an old-fashioned company that still answers their phones and sends out their flooring technicians and not a subcontractor. Find out all of the new flooring options they offer today in your home or visit their beautiful showrooms in Needham and Weymouth. 1-888-KENNEDY. That's 1-888-KENNEDY.
Kennedy Carpet's here.
keep your car, truck, or SUV in tip-top running condition and get your oil changed. My friends at JB Auto Care in Weymouth are offering $20 off an oil change, conventional or synthetic. The waiting room is clean and the service is excellent. Need repairs? I count on JB Auto. They offer Saturday service, free loaner cars, and a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on all repairs. Call today and let them know Grace sent you, or book online at jbautomotive.com. JB Auto Care, Route 3A in North Weymouth.
Our personal data is in a grave state of danger. We're on the trajectory toward creating a superhuman AI system, one that operates at a level of intelligence impossible for humans to achieve and at a rate millions of times faster. AI-generated malware is more sophisticated and evasive than ever before. The threat of AI comes at the same time as Joe Biden's rollout of electric money. Fedcoin will be fully privatized on a single permission blockchain. AI malware would only need to compromise a few servers to gain access to the entire country's supply of money. Wealthy Americans are racing to invest in gold to protect their retirement from the peril of artificial intelligence data theft. Call Monetary Gold at 800-267-6500 and receive our free guide, Fedcoin, a privacy threat. In this time of uncertainty, gold is here to stay. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. I'm back. I'm here. Oh, boy. And I just listened to Howie on my drive in. Had an appointment for the baby. Everything's good. But I was able to listen on my way in, and man, it is. I picked a good day. You know what? I think I gave Howie a little gift there by letting him get on early and tell you all how he feels about the town hall. It really was something to see. Caitlin Collins. And you know, the rumors that came out that she's going to get this primetime spot, they came out before last night. And when I read about them, it said that, you know, it wasn't dependent on her performance last night. I don't know, though. This is a weird... The CNN town hall is weird because they managed to tick off everyone. Like, AOC is mad at CNN. Trump people obviously hate CNN to begin with. And so I call this the Bud Light approach. I used to call it the Bill de Blasio approach, where you unify the country because they just can't stand you. But now I'm calling it the Bud Light approach, where you have ticked off everybody possible. And no one is happy with what you've done. Now, I watched a lot of these cuts. We're going to take your calls. I put out on Twitter a question for people. I said, if there's any request you have, if there's any cut that really stood out to you, then feel free to call in and request it. It's 844-500-4242. But my overall takeaway, and you know, I was just, like I said, I heard Howie's monologue, and I completely agree with the idea that it's probably not going to move the needle as far as, I don't think Trump's winning anyone over who's watching that CNN town hall, but it was really entertaining. And it really does show you. And when I saw AOC's response, kind of brought me back to yesterday, because yesterday we were talking about how Tucker Carlson was going to be on Twitter. He's going to do his show on Twitter. And there was this cut from MSNBC where a man said, a journalist said, you know, how is Twitter going to police Tucker? Or is this just going to be a free-for-all? And when I saw, or I read, or I heard, I don't even know how it came out, this response from AOC about how CNN is, you know, this was terrible. They didn't have a plan for what to do to stop Trump from spreading his lies. And I was sitting there and I was going, well, typically, if you think someone's lying, or if you think someone's saying something you don't agree with, you'll just do what Caitlin Collins did, which is, I mean, I wouldn't interrupt as much, but you'll just come back with your thoughts, and that's how things work. I don't know what the liberals who are so mad at CNN wanted to happen. Like, did they want there to be some sort of tape put over his mouth? Or, like, did they want CNN to just cut out midway through if they didn't think it was going well? And by the way, they did cut out. That's part of the poll question. But they had to keep it. They wanted to cut out at a point where it might appear like this was part of their plan, like this was scheduled. But I just don't understand in the minds of liberals what they think the proper approach would be to this. Like, oh, okay, you know, these audience members are laughing too much, or they're enjoying this too much, or they're giving Trump too many applause. So let's press the button. Maybe it's like Austin Powers. Let's press the button and open up the trap doors and have him just drop down to a pit of fire. I don't know what they expected to happen. And I want to say something right now before we go to the calls. It's 844-500-4242. I was right on some predictions and I was wrong on some predictions. I told people yesterday when they would call in, everyone was very emotional yesterday. Everyone was very passionate. We were talking about the E. Jean Carroll verdict, which, of course, that was a huge part of the conversation last night, because along with the 2020 election, that's what Republicans care about. And when I was watching yesterday, people get so emotional. I said, don't worry about Trump at the CNN town hall. This guy's not going into something that he can't handle. He knows he's going into the lion's den. He is equipped. He gets stronger from these type of things. And I think I was dead right about that. I don't think there's any question that CNN got steamrolled. It was rough for CNN. One thing, though, because I like to be honest, that I was wrong about is that I did not think CNN would allow that kind of audience to enter the room. Now, I know it was in New Hampshire. I know it was supposed to be Republican voters. But in my mind, I thought 1,000% these are going to be plants. These are going to be Mitt Romney Republicans. These are going to be Liz Cheney Republicans. These are going to be absolute rhinos. And instead, they were people. This was the equivalent of how the ladies on The View must feel when they just get applause for everything. These people were revved up and ready to go. And then I saw cuts on Twitter after the fact of Trump talking to the audience, and they're all going, "You did great. You did great." It became like a Trump rally. And the one thing I will disagree with Howie on is he was talking about Jake Tapper and how Jake Tapper was very mad, and he got on the air and he was disgusted and he was mad. I've seen more commentary on this that suggests that Jake Tapper was on the verge of tears. And that's what I think is more accurate. Sounded like he was about to cry. And that is something on CNN that wouldn't shock me. But what did they think was going to happen? And one other thing I want to add in here, and we're going to take your calls for the rest of the hour, for the rest of the show, until we have Woker Joke. But one other thing I want to add in here, and I give Trump criticism when he deserves it, and people get mad at me, but I will tell you this right now. Man has not lost a step. When it comes to, you know, cognitive ability, when it comes to responses, when it comes to having things and numbers and answers at the top of his head, I was very impressed. He is definitely still as sharp as he was in 2020. We'll take your calls on this. Get on the lines now. I'm back, baby. This is the Grace Curley Show.
This is Dan Rizzo. It's been well over a year since my brother Paul and I started advertising with Howie. It's been great to meet and work with so many of his listeners and staff. Our goal here is simple, to provide peace of mind and build strong relationships based on trust. Our clients know how much we care about them and their insurance needs. So if you want to save money and experience great customer service, contact us at RizzoInsurance.com. You might be amazed by the cost savings you can achieve. Again, that's RizzoInsurance.com.
Kennedy Carpet is growing and hiring for many positions, including installers, carpet cleaners, water damage technicians, warehouse, and salespeople. If you enjoy a fun family atmosphere, then you will love Kennedy Carpet. Kennedy Carpet offers full benefits and more. In business for 43 years, Kennedy Carpet has employees that have been there for 20 plus years. Find out all they have to offer by calling 1-888-KENNEDY. That's 1-888-KENNEDY. Kennedy Carpet.
This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. If you're looking to get your gun license, we've added tons of LTC classes, including ladies only and couples classes. Plus, visit us any Tuesday for free gun rentals on the range. And don't forget to listen to Rapid Fire, our talk show about guns, freedom, and self-defense, sponsored by Vortex Optics. Tune in to all this and more at CapeGunWorks.com. Cape Gunworks, give us a shot.
Whether you're a first-time gun owner or a gun enthusiast who has outgrown your current safe, you'll want to know that the area's best Liberty Safe dealer is Dependable Lock Service, located in Nashua. Visit Dependable Lock Service for a large collection of in-stock safes now. Keep your guns and other valuables in the safe made with the best materials and craftsmanship in the USA. A Liberty Safe. Visit LibertySafeNewHampshire.com to find the right safe for you.
Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. A listener of mine, Dennis, didn't buy just one pack. He bought two of them. Dennis wrote, "Everyone loves them, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference. The Thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the 3-Pack, you can use a couple for yourself as Dennis did, and then give one as a gift. They are all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. The Howie Car Show has had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. You'll save money and receive free shipping with code Howie. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you could be one too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free. I can't remember crazier times in my lifetime. Now more than ever, expect the unexpected with ReadyWise. Always be prepared. At ReadyWise, their mission is to bring peace of mind to their consumers by offering high-quality food and gear at a reasonable price. ReadyWise relentlessly pursues solutions to help you be prepared. Go to ReadyWise.com, enter code Howie20 at checkout and receive 20% off your purchase. Or call 800-95-READY to speak with an actual person. That's ReadyWise.com.
Hi, this is Dan Rizzo from Rizzo Insurance. Over the last year, my brother Paul and I have been working with Howie to promote our insurance audit. With insurance premiums rising, a simple review of your auto, home, or business insurance could save you hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars. This year, make your New Year's resolution to get our review. It's free and, as always, no obligation. Visit our website at RizzoInsurance.com to speak with myself or a member of our staff. That's RizzoInsurance.com.
Kennedy Carpet is growing and hiring for many positions, including installers, carpet cleaners, water damage technicians, warehouse, and salespeople. If you enjoy a fun family atmosphere, then you will love Kennedy Carpet. Kennedy Carpet offers full benefits and more. In business for 43 years, Kennedy Carpet has employees that have been there for 20 plus years. Find out all they have to offer by calling 1-888-KENNEDY. That's 1-888-KENNEDY.
Keep your car, truck, or SUV in tip-top running condition and get your oil changed. My friends at JB Auto Care in Weymouth are offering $20 off an oil change, conventional or synthetic. The waiting room is clean and the service is excellent. Need repairs? I count on JB Auto. They offer Saturday service, free loaner cars, and a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on all repairs. Call today and let them know Gray sent you, or book online at jbautomotive.com. JB Auto Care, Route.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Wouldn't you give Ukraine weapons and funding?
I was impeached by a crazy woman named Nancy
Pelosi.
But
the question here is, would you give Ukraine weapons and funding if you were
I would sit down. Let me just put it a nicer way. If I'm president, I will have that war settled in one day, 24 hours.
How would you settle that war in one day?
I'll meet with Putin, I'll meet with Zelensky. They both have weaknesses and they both have strengths. And within 24 hours, that war will be settled. It'll be over.
That was Donald Trump's response about Ukraine. When I put out a tweet today, I said, what do you want to hear? Someone said his response on Ukraine was on the money. And we'll get into more of that. But it's amazing how, and there was a couple of times where he had to look at Caitlin Collins, and that was when the nasty woman exchange, or I'm sorry, nasty person exchange occurred. But you can just, and we've seen this before, but it never ceases to amuse me how these journalists, you know, who are all calling balls and strikes, they're just there to be moderators. They're chomping at the bit to cut him off and to interrupt him and to kind of kill his momentum. And so when he stops and just says, can I finish? I think it's a really good tactic. And in fact, later, because then CNN and all these other places, they have to dissect what occurred. They have to dissect what a travesty just occurred on their own network. And they all look like they're shell-shocked from it. They have Representative Byron Donalds on from Florida. And again, the interrupting. I am very sensitive to interrupters. And I just find that if you disagree with someone, even if you think what they're saying is abhorrent and sexist and racist and xenophobic, you have to let people finish their sentence and then you have to come back with something stronger. But this mentality of, I'm just going to steamroll him. You're not going to steamroll Donald Trump, Caitlin Collins. I don't know where you got that impression. She should know. She goes way back with Trump. In fact, I believe during the Trump administration, she was actually kicked out of the press briefing room for a while. And then ironically, Tucker Carlson, who used to work with her at the Daily Caller, came to her defense and said, Caitlin Collins actually should be allowed in the press briefing room. But she's had her run-ins with Trump. But when he called her a nasty person, I mean, Howie said this in the opening, and it's true. You know that song, I think it's from Mulan, where it says, I'll make a man out of you. When Trump calls you a nasty person, he makes a star out of you. That's it. You know, you are going to be the newest liberal martyr slash hero, and you're good as gold. Book deals, TV shows. And so I think that primetime slot is officially in the bag for Caitlin Collins just because of that. But even so, people were very upset about this town hall. People were very upset. I don't know if they wanted her to physically go over and like put her hand over his mouth when he started making good points. But they were not. The AOC and other members of the Democrat Party, Jake Tapper, I don't know what they expected her to do. Daniel, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hi, Grace. Hey, thanks for having me on. And it was good to hear Howie this morning. Or this afternoon. We went to the town hall last night, and it was amazing after the first segment when President Trump was getting ready to walk off. Someone hollered, we love you, and President Trump got a standing ovation. He got a standing ovation at the end, and the nasty little moderator kind of like walked away like a little meek little person. But there was a lot of conservatives in the audience.
Yeah, there were. And I just saw Howie in the hallway and I said I was very impressed by the audience. I did not think, Daniel, that the audience was going to be full of actual conservatives. As far as his responses go, Daniel, were there any specific topics that you thought he hit right out of the park?
I think about 99% of them he did. I mean, especially when he called her nasty and the thing on Ukraine and all that stuff he was right on. He didn't even have a teleprompter like our president in the office now.
I know. That's the amazing thing. I talked to a friend this morning who said, you know, these anchors, these moderators, they're really debaters, whatever you want to call them, the opposition, they have an earpiece in, which I'm sure people are yelling, make sure you bring up this, make sure you fact check him. He's out of control. Fact check him. They got somebody in their ear. She's got a stack of stuff. And Trump's just there, just freewheeling, just going off the cuff. And at one point he brought out receipts about January 6th because she wanted to, again, push this false narrative that Trump wasn't asking people to be peaceful, that Trump was really egging this on and encouraging the violence we saw on January 6th. And that couldn't be further from the truth. But he brought out receipts. And I was seeing some people on social media saying, oh, you know, this is, again, why we need younger candidates, because you shouldn't have to rely on a piece of paper. You should be able to go off the cuff. And I was thinking, I think it was more of having a prop than anything else. I don't think the tweets were so that he could, because he wouldn't remember the timeline or what he tweeted out the day before January 6th. I think it was more so to be a showman. And that is really what came through yesterday, is that it doesn't matter how much you ding this guy up. It doesn't matter how many trials they run and how much bad coverage he gets. he is a political powerhouse. I mean, he just has it. And it's probably a mixture of his time in business and his time on TV, but it's like the perfect storm. And I don't know, I'm not gonna sit here and say this shows you that Trump is, you know, gonna win the White House. I don't know. I don't know if this is gonna have a huge effect on independence in general. I don't think most people's opinions on him have changed, but I think it was a really telling moment for the media, and I'm a big fan of that. I'm a big fan of the media being exposed for the cowards and the liars that they are. And that's what came through last night. John, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Well said, Grace, and my call amplifying what you just said. I mean, I love watching Trump eat up and spit out the communists over at CNN or MSNBC or any of them. One of the reasons we love Trump so much is because he goes into the gutter after the Clinton filth and the CNN filth, beats them to a pulp, and he comes out with a $10,000 suit with not a scratch on him. And no one can tell me or you, those of us that are thinking people, that the election in 2020 wasn't interfered with majorly by this fake American press.
I also thought it was interesting, John, how he played this cut in the opening. And it was so funny when I was driving here. I called my mom and I was like, I'm going to be late, you know, I'm going to be late. I'm going to miss my opening. And she said, oh, Howie, she said to me, Howie won't care. This is great. This is a great day for him. He'll be excited to get in there first. And I said, I know, but I don't want him to get to all the good cuts before I do. I said, I'm being selfish here. Okay. That's why I want to get in. But it's true, because that cut that he played of the guy at the town hall afterwards who said, you asked about 2020. Like, they're like, why is Trump so obsessed with 2020? Well, you asked him about it. Well, he could have talked about something else. You could have asked him about something else. That cut for me, that might be the best cut of the night. And I know it's not Trump, but it just sums up that we would be better off with regular people who just live regular lives being in that press briefing room as opposed to the journalists we have now. Because that interaction was more efficient and exposed more of CNN's hypocrisy than anything that any of the journalists in our media could ever do. They can't come up with things like that on the fly. And it's so obvious. And by the way, one other thing I want to mention here before, see, this is what I like. People are just calling in to give us the favorite part of the town hall. That's perfect. That's what we'll do. But I went on Mediaite because our poll question today has to do with, now CNN is trying and the media is trying to convince us that they planned on having it be 69 minutes. Like, oh no, we didn't cut it short. This was all part of our plan. Which I always love that. I always love when people are trying to convince you. Oh, no. It's like when Don Lemon would offend, I don't know, all women everywhere when he said that thing about Nikki Haley. And then he takes a Friday off and people try to say, oh, no, it was a scheduled vacation. He had this on the books for a long time. And you're thinking, sure, right. Well, now CNN's trying to say this 69 minutes thing, that was always part of the plan. And no one's going to believe that. Oh, yeah, is this part of your four-dimensional chess ended at 69 minutes? And that's really going to throw people for a loop. But I said to Howie, where did you read that it was that they're planning on having it be 69 minutes? And he said, I read it off Mediaite. So I just went on Mediaite, and the first headline is, CNN's Oliver Darcy reports that CEO, this is CNN CEO, Chris Licht, and network are facing fury of criticism within company after Trump town hall. And I've told you about some of that criticism coming from Democrats who are very upset. They're very upset. They're very sensitive, very thin-skinned. Everybody's got a glass jaw. They can dish it. They can dish it, let me tell you. But they can't take it. But I'm reading this and I'm thinking, if Chris Licht sees this, and maybe I just don't have the scruples, the backbone, the moral compass that these liberals have. But if you're running a television network and everyone's talking about a program that was on your network, am I crazy or is that good? You're trying to revive a dying beast that can't manage to get any eyeballs on it. and all of a sudden the entire country is talking about it. Whatever happened to every knock a boost? There's no such thing as bad press. I mean, you're obviously going to get big ratings from this. If I were Chris Licht, I'd say, I'm sorry everyone's upset, but tough. Deal with it. Talk to your therapist about it. But like, don't yell at me. My job is to put on a TV show that people are going to watch. And you might hate Trump, you might love Trump, but people were watching. And that's rare for CNN. That's not something they can really poo-poo. Okay? They're not in a position to disregard viewers. Ted, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ted.
Hi, Grace. I think that fellow that you had filling in for you at the top of the hour, I think he's got a future.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. But my favorite part of the town hall last night was when the moderator said to Trump, well, how come you're in favor of using the debt ceiling as a weapon now, but you aren't when you were president? And he just simply said, because I'm not president. And the audience laughed, and she just had no comeback. They had a shot where you could see her face, and she was just...
Yeah, and you know what, Ted? I was thinking about that on my ride into Boston today. I was going to an appointment, and I was listening to the Morning Wire, which I keep giving them so many good plugs here, but I was listening to them talk about the debt ceiling and how the Democrats want Kevin McCarthy and Republicans to just sign on to have a clean debt ceiling, like just to raise it, and they don't want to attach anything. They don't want to attach any of this, you know, any of these massive cuts, maybe to the IRS, maybe to other things. They think that should be totally separate. And I was thinking about that because I'm like, wait a second. So really what they're saying is, we don't want you to use your political leverage here to do something for your base. We just want you to do exactly what we want. And I was like, if Republicans don't use that leverage and they don't play by the same rules Democrats play by, I would be so disappointed. Like, what, this is what you're supposed to do in politics. You're supposed to say, oh, okay, this is what you want. You guys are desperate to raise the debt ceiling. Okay, cool. Then you can give us a couple of things. But Democrats really do think, and I saw a cut of Joe Scarborough, and he was going on and on about these cuts and saying, it's going to make us less safe. It's going to make getting on a plane less safe. It's going to make you and your children less safe if we have all these cuts. And I thought, so this is the new strategy from the left. It's basically like one of those chain emails that your aunt sends you where it says, if you don't send this to all your friends, you're going to have bad luck for 7 years. That's what they're telling us. If you don't do what we want, and if you don't put all of your political ammo aside here and all of your leverage aside and do what we want, then we're going to tell everyone that the world is ending and hope they believe it. That's their strategy. It's like, wait, I thought you guys were the party of compromise. I thought Joe Biden was the one who could sit down and shake hands and come to a compromise. Now he's talking about unilaterally just raising the debt ceiling. That's how good at compromise Joe Biden is. That's how good of a negotiator he is. The art of the deal. Not when it comes to Joe Biden. If they don't get what they want, then we're somehow the bad guys. It's like, no, you got to play ball here. 844-500-4242. And Trump's absolutely right. Yeah, I didn't like it when I was president, but now I'm not president. Again, he seems to be one of the only people who's okay admitting that he's not president. For a bunch of people who are so upset about election denialism, they still talk to Trump and act as though he's president. That's why everything's still his fault. I'm starting to worry that people at CNN are going on QAnon or something, that they're part of this conspiracy that Trump is still president, because the way they frame things, it's like they never got the memo. He's not in charge anymore. We'll take your calls. We got full lines. Inflation's at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. One of our listeners didn't buy just one 3-pack. He bought two of them. He wrote, everyone loves them, and so do I. You are going to love the Thunderstorm 3-pack, because you can put one in your kitchen, one in your car. I think if you're feeling extra generous, you can also give one to a friend. It's a really great gift. People really do love this because it purifies the air. It gets rid of allergens, pollutants, smells, and animal odors. A lot of people have pets. They don't realize you love your dog, and that's great, but your dog kind of smells. And now when people come over your house, they're not so crazy about it. So get yourself an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. possibilities are endless. And with code GRACE, you'll save money and you'll receive free shipping, which is great. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE. Shipping is free. One more time, EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE. We will be right back. We got everybody on the lines to talk about CNN's town hall. I would really say it was Trump's town hall. I think CNN was a bit player in this production. We'll be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
I just got back to New England, and my first stop was at Perfect Smiles, the best dental office I've ever been to. It's in Nashua, and wherever you are, it's worth the trip. Howie Carr Show listeners have found out how great Perfect Smiles is. Dr. Bruce Houghton told me he's seen patients recently from Fall River, Bourne, Osterville, Bucksport, Maine, and Brattleboro, Vermont. They all understand how important their dental health is. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think your dental issues are too complicated to fix, or that it would take so many visits that you give up before even making that first phone call to get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you? Put yourself and your health first. And since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can, too. Make your health a priority in 2023. Call the only dentist I'll go to, Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com.
This time of year, I want to spend every second I can out in the sunshine, not wandering around a grocery store. I sometimes do get takeout, but that can get pricey. So I get HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to my door, pre-portioned and ready to cook. Not only does this save me the hassle of making grocery lists and meal planning, it saves me money, too, because HelloFresh is actually cheaper than grocery shopping. I could be pretty picky about what I eat, and HelloFresh gets it. They have meal plans that suit my lifestyle, and their produce travels from the farm to my door in less than 7 days, so I know it's fresh. I love trying new dishes, and with 40 weekly recipe options and over 100 add-ins like snacks and desserts, I'm always finding something new to enjoy with HelloFresh. Join America's number one meal kit today and get 16 free meals plus free shipping with code HOWIE16 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE16. That's code HOWIE16 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE16. Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. We all know someone, maybe even ourselves, who didn't plan to get divorced, who didn't plan to lose a loved one, or who didn't plan to part ways with a business partner. J.J. Manning Auctioneers has helped resolve thousands of real estate settlements arising from divorces, estates, or between business partners. J.J. Manning becomes the conduit between the attorneys for all sides. There is full transparency, triple record of the proceedings, and most importantly, a hard sale date. The ultimate appraisal of any asset is only defined by the person who wants it the most and who has the wherewithal to buy it. Let J.J. Manning procure this buyer and realize your real estate's full market value. Remember, in a J.J. Manning auction, the sales are contingency-free, the closing takes place 30 days from the auction, deposits are non-refundable, and the buyer pays all commissions. Contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold.
Grace Curley for a delightful afternoon.
Skyrockets in flight. Boo! Afternoon delight.
Whoop. You guys have it, I think.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Afternoon delight.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit PerfectSmiles.com. Matt, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Did CNN plan to have a 69-minute town hall or did they cut it short? Yes, it was planned. No, they cut it short.
So Mediaite has a report out that this was all part of the plan. This was all part of the strategy from CNN. I'm going to say that no. I'm sure they were watching Twitter. I'm sure they were seeing the reactions. I'm sure they weren't happy with the audience acting like this was a comedy show. and they panicked and pulled the plug at 69 minutes.
No is leading with 92%, to yes is 8%.
8% believes that Chris Licht had this all planned out, all mapped out. He was the mastermind of this. All right, let's go to Bill. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Grace, did you happen to see any of the focus group that CNN did afterwards?
Yeah, we played a cut of it. Howie played a cut for me in the opening, which we'll probably play again. But did anything stick out to you, Bill?
Yeah, I didn't hear the beginning of the show, but when the moderator started out by introducing the guy and saying, so how did you feel? Because Trump went right back and all he would talk about was the 2020 election. And the guy just said, well, you asked him about it. That's why he talked about it. And the guy was at a loss for words.
Yeah. And you know what, Bill? I actually just said to everybody that I think even though there were so many cuts that people were really focused on last night, I do think that that might be the best cut of the entire day, was just this young, or not even young, he's like in his 40s, just this guy saying, well, you guys asked him about 2020. And then the reporter says back to him, well, he could have answered some other question. Well, you could have asked him some other question. Like, what? So you're mad. Let me get this straight. You guys are mad that you get a presidential candidate for 69 minutes who will answer any question you want? Would you rather the Joe Biden special? We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Big banks collapsed. The national debt hit the ceiling. Consumer debt skyrocketed. All thanks to decades-high inflation caused by President Joe Biden's careless money spending spree. Consumer costs have surged nearly 10%, the sharpest spike seen in four decades, and American taxpayers are paying the price. I know the future of Biden's America looks bleak, but there is hope. Gold is shielded from inflation and maintains its value amidst economic chaos. Call Monetary Gold at 800-267-6500 to receive our free protection guide. Gold is one of the longest standing inflation hedges. When the value of the dollar plummets due to inflation, the value of gold rises. Learn how to protect your retirement from runaway inflation. Call now, before it's too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm back in Massachusetts. Before I left Florida, I made sure to order more Balance 7 for the studio, and now it's done. I have enough Balance 7 for myself and for the VIPs to try. Balance 7 stands for more energy, less heartburn in the morning, less joint discomfort, better mental clarity, a boost in immunity. I haven't been sick all winter. Better sleep, more regular digestion. If you need help with any of these issues, give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 reduces the acid in your body. You'll notice a difference in how you feel in just 2 or 3 days. Once you start it, you'll be hooked. If you stop, you'll notice you're not quite as well-tuned as you were. Chances are you'll want to get right back on it and start feeling better and more like your old self. Balance 7 took a break from advertising with me, but I kept ordering more. They emailed me to thank me, but I was just doing it for myself. Stop procrastinating and order today. Go to balance7.com. If you are a new customer, put in code Howie and save $10 plus free shipping. That's balance7.com.
People are home more than ever, and now is the time to clean or update your home with Kennedy Carpet's new luxury vinyl flooring that looks as good as wood. Kennedy Carpet is an old-fashioned company that still answers their phones and sends out their flooring technicians and not a subcontractor. Find out all of the new flooring options they offer today in your home or visit their beautiful showrooms in Needham and Weymouth. 1-888-KENNEDY. That's 1-888-KENNEDY.
Keep your car, truck, or SUV in tip-top running condition and get your oil changed. My friends at JB Auto Care in Weymouth are offering $20 off an oil change, conventional or synthetic. The waiting room is clean and the service is excellent. Need repairs? I